USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is trying to make a deal to end the government shutdown. He says his new offer is
straightforward, fair, reasonable, with lots of compromise.
In exchange for the $5.7 billion he's demanded for the wall, the president now proposes 3 years of legislative relief for DACA recipients and a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. He also offered
$800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry.
Democrats immediately rejected the proposals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump said earlier that things are going very well with North Korea as he plans a second summit with Kim Jong-un next month. Since they met in Singapore last June, the North Koreans have not delivered on what the president said was an agreement to get rid of their nuclear program. Their missile bases remain operational, and they continue to improve their weapons capabilities. The Pentagon warned that North Korea still poses, quote, an extraordinary threat. BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. A U.S. spy satellite has been launched into orbit from California. A powerful Delta IV rocket carrying the National Reconnaissance Office satellite blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch had been repeatedly delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
While campaigning in Iowa, presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand talked about border issues before taking part in the Women's March. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Democratic Senator from New York and presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand held a meet and greet in Boone, Iowa with caucus goers prior to the Women's March in the Hawkeye State. Gillibrand touched on immigration during the event.
I think there's a misunderstanding of what immigration is about in this country. It's about people. It's about people who often seek our protection. And it's about people just like us. And so we should fight for them. And we should fight for comprehensive immigration reform.
Gillibrand once opposed amnesty for illegal immigrants and voted to increase funding for ICE to work with local law enforcement on deportations. But as the junior senator from New York, she now espouses much more liberal positions on the issue and last year called for the abolishment of ICE.
John Clemens reports Americans are consuming less alcohol.
The findings come from IWSR, the leading global beverage, alcohol data, and analytics firm based in London. Randy Rand of IWSR tells us it's beer consumption that is down 1.5%.
If you look at volume share, 78% of total volume share of beverage alcohol consumption in the U.S. is beer.
Conversely, consumption of wine and spirits has increased.
Wine and spirits have been growing pretty strongly over the past 20 years or so, even some subsegments of beer.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.